is a great pleasure to have my old friend Paul Manafort on this radio show. He will also be on the TV show next week. Paul is a brilliant political consultant. He was campaign chairman for President Trump's 26 campaign. Paul Manafort, as much as anybody I know, got Trump through the convention and the subsequent election. And he's also an old Ronald Reagan guy. And I also know what nobody else knows, that Paul Manafort in his heart is a tax-cutting supply-sider. But there is nobody who has been treated worse by our judicial system. And the title of his book is Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced. First of all, Paul, it's a great pleasure to have you on. It's a great pleasure to hear your voice and talk to you. And you have survived the worst story I know of, for nothing. That's the way I've always looked at this. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. You're a good friend, but I have to take issue with one thing. I didn't think I was that secret of a supply sider.
That's right. I remember during the campaign when Steve Moore and I sat down with you to brief you on what we were doing on the economic stuff and cutting taxes, nobody had really given us much of a hearing. And you said, well, I'm for that. You guys have to be on the campaign plane.
Not only that, Larry. I remember the day that we did sit down, and yeah, right on the back, literally on the back of the envelope, you and Steve adding the points that became Trump's economic plan.
Yep. But they treated you horribly, Paul. And I guess that's what you're describing in this book. Maybe you could just briefly walk through some of this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, they did treat me horribly. They did it because of their hate for Donald Trump and their fear of Donald Trump. I never in my mind thought that I was the target of anything. I was a means to an end. And the more I resisted giving Weissman and the special counsel what they wanted, the more they upped the abuse of me. But you're seeing the same thing again today with what happened this week with President Trump. I mean, there's no question that there's a two-tiered standard of justice. And in my book, that's what I talk about. I talk about the campaign to some degree, and why Trump was such a unique candidate, and why I thought the media and Washington feared him. But then I go into the whole Russian hoax, and this book finished a couple months ago, I've actually been able to update a lot of the other books that were done a year before, and include a lot of the Durham investigation consequences results in my book. And you know, Durham really, when people say he's done nothing, he's really connected the dots in the investigation, because we now know from Mook's testimony under oath that Hillary Clinton in early July of 2016 authorized a fake Russian hoax. Mm. And we also know that Brennan, right after that, briefed Obama on it. And, you know, when you couple those two new facts with the fact that Crossfire Hurricane was started 2 weeks afterwards, in other words, the FBI already had information, the Obama administration already had information, this was a Clinton trick, and yet they instigated an investigation pulling in foreign nationals, including Russians, to try and find dirt on Trump and me. And in the book, I go through all of those details and bring it up to, how they threw me in solitary confinement, put a gag order on me, and did what they're doing to Trump right now. Because what's going on today, and my book shows this from the past as well, is there's a pattern. The FBI leaks things to favorite reporters that are outrageous.
They're doing it again, right?
They're
leaking to the Washington Post that Trump is holding nuclear secrets in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it's just off the charts.
And that's as credible as the Russian hoax. And you know, interestingly, when they're talking about how they can't issue the affidavit, remember, it was the affidavit in the FISA applications where Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI agent, lied in order to get approval after three attempts had failed. So why do we think this affidavit by the FBI to a magistrate has any more credibility than that one? There's no basis for it. especially since it's become apparent in the last month that President Trump is talking about thinking about running again, and Biden's numbers are so disastrous against Trump.
You know, that's Trump's given a couple of very good policy speeches, Paul. You know, everyone's always hung up on the election stuff, but actually he's been shifting gears. We heard him in Washington for the America First Policy Institute and also at CPAC. You know, a lot of stuff on crime, a lot of stuff on education choice, and, of course, lower taxes and deregulation to fight recession and fight inflation. I mean, I think he's positioning himself pretty well right now.
Absolutely. I mean, when people say, is Trump going to run? I say, well, Joe Biden is doing everything he can to encourage him to run. Mm. Because when you look at all of the high points in Trump's administration, many of which you were key in on the economic front, and you compare them to Biden's failed policies by simply changing the Trump policies, the comparisons speak for themselves. And the results are going to speak for themselves. I think that's why we're going to have a big win in November. But then it's going to be incumbent on Republicans to stop with this game of letting the swamp define Trump. And they've got to be strong when they take over the House and expose the two-tiered system of justice under Biden and Garland. They got to expose the FBI corruption. And they've got to show the American people that these tactics that have been focused on Donald Trump for 7 years are what the real threat to democracy is. It's not Donald Trump who's the threat. It's those who are trying to defeat Donald Trump and what they're willing to do in weaponizing government to do so.
Yeah, we just had Andy McCarthy on, the former federal prosecutor, conservative, and they're trying to invent new criminal laws to go after Trump on these, National Archive records, laws that are not on the books, laws that Congress never passed. They're trying to expand those laws to go after Trump over these so-called classified documents. And by the way, they're going after non-classified documents. It's a fishing expedition, Paul Manafort. It's a witch hunt is what it really is.
You're exactly right, Larry. But that's their MO. That's what they did for the Trump impeachments. Those were fishing expeditions. Russian hoaxes, fishing. January 6th is a fishing expedition in many respects. But none of them have worked because the American people are smart enough to figure it out. And this isn't going to work either. And I think it's going to rebound even further against the Biden administration.
So you sound pretty darn good, which I'm thrilled to hear. I mean, they treated you. They put you in solitary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a friend of mine who had actually been involved in the Enron case, and so was aware of Weissman's tactics. Told me when my name started to get bandied around, to read Sidney Powell's book, License to Lie, because he said you're going to find that Weissman, who has no scruples, will do the same things to you. And that was the best information I was given because I read that book, and so I was prepared. I thought I was prepared. You're never prepared for the kind of onslaught that they put on me, but it helped me through recognizing that this was not justice because I couldn't understand. Every issue that they charged me with had been resolved years before. Mm. The Sarah charge, which was the hook that they needed to try and get Russian collusion into their narrative, was an issue that I had resolved with the Department of Justice Fair Unit before the special counsel even was selected and cleared of all criminality, no civil actions, no penalties, and it was disclosing a document to them. They were very happy. Weissman actually called the head of the unit up and said, "We're throwing that settlement out. And we're going to be criminally indicted, Manafort. I've got responsibility now." Mm. That was the game they played. And I talk about that in the book. I lay it all out because those patterns against me, this is the importance of the book, I think, are the same patterns that you're seeing today. And because the book was done a couple of months ago, I was able to put sort of warnings into the system of what we had to be careful of, because it was not just me they were coming after. It was not just Trump they were coming after, but it's all the people who support Trump. Right. And so whether the parents at school board meetings or people living on the borders with Mexico, it doesn't, or pro-life people. It doesn't matter if you support Donald Trump.
All right. Paul Manafort, we will talk to you again next week. I'm so glad to hear you. Sounds great stuff. Very, very important story. Paul Manafort, the name of the book is Political Prisoner. Persecuted, prosecuted, but not silenced.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.